The Center on Wisconsin Strategy, a University of Wisconsin economic policy group, has just released its latest report entitled The State of Working Wisconsin. The report analyzes data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor, the think tank the Economic Policy Institute, and others. Laura Dresser is the associate director of COWS. She says their findings are not overly surprising.
The economy, which really collapsed starting in September of 2008, hasn't really come back in any meaningful way for working people in the state. We still have high rates of unemployment. We've lost a lot of jobs, and I think workers that don't have jobs are feeling pretty desperate, and workers that do have jobs, many of them feel pretty nervous.
Dresser says Wisconsin has 155,000 fewer jobs today than it did at the start of the recession. She says the biggest losses have been in manufacturing, which accounts for roughly one-fifth of Wisconsin's economy.
The manufacturing job base was hit very hard in the 2001 recession in the state, and then again in this recession, and that the two hits taken together have reduced one in four of Wisconsin's manufacturing jobs. We run at just over 400,000 jobs. At the start of the decade, the start of the century, we had about 600,000 manufacturing jobs.
Dresser says manufacturing has added some jobs this year, but not at a rate sufficient enough. Wisconsin's unemployment rate has doubled over the course of the recession and stands currently at 7.8%. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.